Satellites allow us to use cell phones, forecast the weather, and study the universe. But the latest satellite technology is helping scientists gauge the signs of global warming.
This is Discovery Now with Jennifer Poley.
Between Greenland, Antarctica, and Alaska, almost 2 trillion tons of ice have melted since 2003. That amount of water could fill up the Chesapeake Bay 21 times. We know this because of GRACE, NASA's Gravity, Recovery, and Climate experiment that measures mass changes in mountain glaciers and ice sheets. Melting ice, particularly in the Arctic and Greenland, is thought to contribute to global warming because when large ice sheets and glaciers melt, they no longer reflect sunlight. Instead, the land and oceans absorb that heat, causing the atmosphere and waters to warm at an accelerated rate. Although these satellites can't stop global warming, they are keeping an eye on the changing tides, providing scientists and policymakers the information needed to help address what is certainly a global issue. This is Jennifer Pulley for Discovery Now.
Discovery Now is written and produced by the National Institute of Aerospace. Funding for Discovery Now provided by a grant from the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics.